Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hot today, huh? I think it's hot. Highs 86, humid tomorrow as well. And a rainy front comes through Saturday night, Sunday morning, and the temperature Sunday only going to be in the upper 60s and then the lower 70s with lower humidity on Monday. So we're getting there, man. We're looking at the downside of April. By the time next week's over, we will be staring May dead in the face. Heron Mueller joins us right now, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell me about, we were talking to Dane Cialino earlier about the Supreme Court hearing a case out of Oregon about what municipalities can do for homeless encampments, and depending on the way they rule, and it goes to the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. I'm not sure that putting homeless people in jail or fining them, and then I don't know what happens from that point, if they don't have any resources, happens after that. I don't think that really is the way to deal with the homeless population, is it?
It is not. No, it's no solution to homelessness to simply arrest people or drive them out of your municipality for being homeless. Being homeless is not a crime. To be unhoused is a tough situation to go through, and we have seen in community after community that those who make the most progress in reducing homelessness are the ones who navigate them into permanent housing and make housing broadly more affordable.
Joe, when it comes to the situation in New Orleans and the surrounding area, is it getting worse?
It is. We have seen over the last 2 years a 20% increase in homelessness. With the point in time count numbers that have just been released, we've seen an increase in overall homelessness from 2023 to 2024, although there has been a decrease in street homelessness.
Let me address a couple of things. You know, I always, Joe, like to surface objections. We're talking to Joe Heron Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans, about the homeless situation. There is a feeling among people sometimes that if you're homeless, all you got to do is pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get your life together, and America's a land of opportunity. Just take advantage of everything the country has to offer. If you will, tell us a little bit about the factual situation of those that are homeless and how that doesn't apply in all cases.
Well, we know that for people who live on the street, people experiencing street homelessness, 91% of them in the greater New Orleans area are disabled. And that means that they're not able in most cases to work. And moreover, we see very high rates and increasing rates of people age 55 and up who are homeless. So we know that seniors, families, women, African Americans are among the most hard hit people by homelessness, and it affects them disproportionately.
Yeah, I think sometimes, Joe, people think of a homeless. When you say think of somebody homeless, you think of one person, probably a man, middle-aged, down on his luck, et cetera, you know, the typical kind of thing. But families are actually involved, and the numbers of families that are homeless has gone way up, has it not?
It has. It's gone up 69% over the last 2 years, which means that there are more families, more children experiencing homelessness. And that's a risk to them, not only a health risk to them, but it jeopardizes their educational opportunities, their feelings of stability, and it puts them at higher risk of becoming homeless as adults.
How much has this problem gotten worse in recent history, or is there such a thing as tracking the history of the homeless throughout America, Joe?
Yeah, there's the count that we did in January, and the results that I'm using today are taken in every community across the country. We have seen homelessness rise nationally, 19% since 2016. While homelessness locally in New Orleans has actually decreased over that time period. Despite an increase over the last 2 years, we are still down in terms of the total number of homelessness from 2016. So we have a long history of good trends, but it's trending in the wrong direction now.
What is the answer here? What, first of all, I want to ask you a little bit about you. How did you get involved doing this?
I got involved with Unity because I care deeply about homelessness. I myself have a history of, marginalized housing, and
well, what does that mean, Joe? Give me a personal note here, or at least make it real for people that don't understand that. What does that mean? A history of marginalized housing?
Yeah, well, I mean, when, at one point in time, I was hopping from place to place. You know, I didn't have a fixed place to live. And that's not what we mean when we talk about people who are homeless. But it gives you a sense of compassion, a sense of feeling of care for people who don't have a place to stay. Because housing should be a human right. It's something that everybody has a right to. And it's something that we all know if it was our sister or brother or child who is out there on the streets, we would want to do anything we could to help them get right, to get into a place where they could be the best person they could be.
I got a text here. You can address this weekend back. There's also a large number that choose that lifestyle and to be that way. There are, I'm sure, people that choose to be homeless, but I think sometimes there is a indication or an inclination to paint everybody with the same brush. And we'll talk about dealing with the problem, what needs to be done, what can be done, and how the average person, I don't think, realizes how close they are. When you look at the numbers, just the economic numbers of people living in credit card debt, I think a lot of people live in a house of cards and they don't realize how close they are to the whole thing come tumbling down on them. We're talking to Joe Herron-Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. A number of homeless has gone up on the streets. We see it. But how do you fix it? How do you provide homes for people or get them off the streets? I don't think the cheapest thing is to put them in jail. I don't think it's the moral thing to do, but I also don't think, if you're going to look at it from a cold, hard business standpoint, I don't think that's the cheapest thing you can do. So what do you do? 721, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
7:25 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Herron-Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. They received a federal grant to help house homeless people. We'll talk about that. Joe, and something that is not polite that people don't say, but they think it. Some are going to say it. Nobody wants to see the homeless. It makes us feel insecure. It makes us feel uncomfortable. It makes us feel bad. It just, nobody wants to see them. But the answer is you can't just make them disappear because these are human beings. So tell me about the grant that Unity got and what are you guys going to do with it to help fix this situation?
Unity applied for and received a very competitive, highly competitive grant to address unsheltered homelessness. And unsheltered homelessness is folks who are staying on the streets, in their cars, out of doors, as opposed to in a homeless shelter. And unsheltered homelessness only represents about a third of homelessness in New Orleans. And it did decrease from last year to this year, in part because we were able to house 622 people during the year 2023 who were sheltered or unsheltered, many of whom were moving off the streets, over 238 of individuals moving off the streets. But we did that even before the grant arrived. Since January, when the grant arrived from the federal government to address unsheltered homelessness, we've already permanently housed 48 people, and there's 49 more people who have been referred to a housing search. Our goal this year is to house 420 people through that grant, which would substantially reduce the number of people experiencing street homelessness.
Somebody texted in and said, still work full-time at 73. I don't own a home. My biggest fear is that someday I'll have to live in my car since I have no family to help. My friends laugh when I say that, but I know how close many of us are to that possibility. And going to what I said before, Joe, when you look at the stats about how many people are racking up credit card debt, how they can't come up with $400 cash, they're not planning for their retirement, spending now, worrying about it later, this a lot of people are living in a house of cards, are they not?
It's true, and the rents are very high for people who don't own their own home, and actually over 50% of the people in our community are paying more than 30% of their income toward their rent, which means that they're cost burdened, and the number of people who are severely cost burdened is very high, and when it comes to folks who are poor, folks who are living below 20% of the area median income, virtually all of those people are cost burdened when it comes to paying for their rents. They have very few solutions. And so you see increasing numbers of veterans experiencing homelessness. Increasing numbers of elderly folks, people 55 and older. They are much more at risk of homelessness. In fact, 78% increase in homelessness among people 65 and older over the last 6 years. So it's a problem that people, in particular for people who are vulnerable, either because of their age or because of their disability, or because of their gender. Homelessness among women is also up 17%.
Somebody wants to help. What can they do, Joe?
If people want to help, they should consider donating. We need household goods and furniture to get people settled into their new homes. They can call 504-483-9300 and to donate household goods and furniture to help people get settled into their new homes. Or they can learn more about what we do at our website, www.unitygno.org.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. Joe Herron-Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. Look, I'm no religious zealot, but I do think we all have to answer for our actions when we die. And you know, it's the old thing, if you quote the Bible, What, Jesus, what do you mean? When did I ever make fun of you for being homeless? What are you talking about? Whatsoever you did to the least of me. I'm just saying, if you go to church on Sunday, it can't just be on Sunday, right? We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mark Rosa about when to pull the trigger on refinancing and more right now. Time for WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.